you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
According to the National Retail Federation, we probably spent more than $7 billion on cookouts and other celebrations.
Yay.
Over the weekend.
Hey, it helps the economy to spend money, I guess.
Yeah. $5 million worth of U.S. flags.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about the flags.
Sure.
Mostly from China.
How about the fireworks all made in China, too, for that matter, right?
The fireworks. Americans probably spent more than $800 million on fireworks.
My neighborhood.
My God.
Many cities putting out $5,000 to $30,000 for their own display.
Oh, that's right, their own ones, yeah.
And then there's just dude going to the fireworks stand. I went to the damn fireworks stand four separate times.
I went once. And then I knew that in the past, Ryder had won some. I haven't bought them in years. So, I mean, last couple of years, I bought them. So, I bought like $100 worth. Bought one of the packages and said, okay, $100. And we started lighting them off, and he was inside with the dog because he was worried about our dog, and there were some other people there. And I said, if you're not into this anymore, great. I don't have to buy this stuff anymore.
Yeah, we won't go.
And I gave half of them away to my sister-in-law and because they're into that. I said, take them. I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Good. That is good.
Yeah. I'm afraid of people's hands blowing off.
I'm not.
No.
You ain't lighting them?
No. I'm actually afraid of my kids' hands blowing off. Other than that, I don't care.
Right. Even then, no. No. Air. Go. Don't burn stuff in our yard.
Figure it out.
He's old enough. He can figure these things out. They're the slightly larger ones, you know.
I know. Mortar rockets I saw go off yesterday.
Whatever, yeah. They say that we spent, almost $390 million on hamburger patties, about $390 million on barbecue chicken, about $135 million on buns.
And this was a weird weekend because
it was a weekend.
A lot of people took Monday off, and it ended up being the actual holiday. It was the final day of the weekend, so it just didn't stop.
Yeah. Right.
It just didn't stop, man.
Hence the $390 million
exactly.
On hamburger patties because it was over a course of several days.
Yeah. And more than $1 billion spent on
beer.
Yeah.
Half a bill on wine.
By the way, I only saw the story that the marijuana sales in Nevada has already exceeded expectations. Hmm. Which, they damn well their expectations were pretty high. And they say they exceeded it already.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, they put it pretty high. They're like, hey, it's Nevada, it's Vegas, it's the whole state. It's new. And it's already a tourist area anyway. A lot of the places in Nevada, it already exceeded.
Good for them.
I know. Yeah.
I guess.
So they're up and running for business all over the state?
Apparently.
As of Saturday.
Yeah, as of Saturday.
As of July 1st.
They got them in Laughlin?
Well, that's a great question. We'll take that question. We'll take that from our affiliate there in Lucky 98 or home.
I mean, recreational. I think the medical's been around for a little while.
No, but this is recreational,
But some cities choose not to do it, like Colorado. There's select cities that don't have dispensaries, but you can get in a nearby city.
I don't know. We'll take that call if you're in Nevada, where they're at. I know Vegas has it.
Some cities in Colorado claim to be family-friendly, so there's no recreational dispensaries.
Yeah, but there's Bud Light everywhere, right?
Sure.
And there's a dispensary 10 minutes down the interstate.
Exactly.
Right. There's a pharmacy where you can get all kinds of opioids. Right. But no, we're family-friendly.
No, they are. Apparently, there's several stores there in Laughlin.
In Laughlin, cool.
According to what I'm looking at here, and I could be wrong, but it looks like there's several.
Do you have the Weed Maps app up?
This is potguide.com.
check it out.
Yeah.
And apparently stare at it like Craig is.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out if I'm if I'm reading it correctly.
All right. Well, like I said,
and
the show's
yes.
kind of on delay.
Yes, I am.
For a lot of us.
But
it's definitely on delay in Lucky 98 territory. So if you're hearing this, we talked about this 2 hours ago. I'm confusing you now because you're probably high.
Yeah.
That's going to mess you up. Let us know. Just email us. Let us know how much how many stores are in the area.
See,
the
now, once again, I've got an issue with this.
Oh, come on. I'm talking about time changes. When you're sober, it confuses you.
Understood. But everybody that gets high...
Yes.
It's assumed that that's all they do.
True.
Yeah.
That problem.
But not with people that drink. It's fine.
Well, there are people that drink all the time.
If they're into their craft beers, if they make their own beer, if they're into their beer, if they like to go to the bar, that's all fine.
It's going to take a while. You suggest that they're drunk all the time.
Never do you suggest.
If you smoke dope, you're high all the time.
Okay, listen. You're exactly right about that. Nobody is.
And you perpetuate that.
Well,
you do. You, more than anybody.
Because you can get high.
You know that's right.
But you can have one beer and not be high. You know what I'm talking about?
Not me.
Not you, but most people that drink can have one craft beer and not be high. If your whole purpose is to get high, I got no problem getting high, you know? And I understand I perpetuate that, but that's not just me. That's everybody.
That doesn't make it better.
I know. I'm just saying.
You need to lead the way.
Nobody smokes weed for, like, the taste. You don't just do it. You are getting high, but you can have a beer and not be high.
Not smoking an O'Doul's joint.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody smokes. No, I'm talking about one beer. I mean, I could have a beer and not be buzzed.
Most people don't.
What? Most people. Push can have a beer.
Don't have one beer. People don't.
A lot of people do.
But most people don't, and we all know that.
That's true.
You can say that a lot of people do, and I can, absolutely.
Most people don't. Yeah.
But most people don't.
Yeah. Not that.
And you don't mention that. You don't mention that most people don't. It's all, well, they can. End of story. They don't.
We pick on alcoholics all the time because we are them. What are you talking about? I mean, listen to some of the conversations we had with Petey and me and Todd and Bush, for that matter, just getting drunk off our ass and forgetting the day. I mean, we talk about that all the time.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Petey invented food, for Christ's sake.
What was that?
Petey invented food, for Christ's sake.
Because of alcohol, not because of weed. Well, we might have been throwing
it. I think it was both that night, actually. I think it was both.
According to...
It's an uphill battle you guys are going to have to fight. And I might not be helping, but it's still
according
jokes.
To PotGuide.com, there are
jokes.
Over 20 recreational shops in Laughlin.
Man. So, yeah, I guess they said it was okay, Todd.
So, I don't know if you know that you can take that one to the bank, so to speak, but that's what it looks like.
And they're making some money.
Yeah.
And they're paying high taxes. That's good.
That's the way I'm interpreting that information.
Right. They're making money.
I assume there's more than 21 in the state.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So,
we're talking to thousands of people that were just probably in Vegas this past weekend. So, let us know what you saw in Vegas, or if you live there. There's some podcasters live in Vegas too. How many states is that now? Recreational. Don't throw in. Yeah. Well, it's 50 just recreational weed. I get it. And then we put our heads in the sand that way. But it's 50 is recreational weed.
I think. California,
eight maybe, or four or five.
Bush is looking up now.
Yeah,
just recreational. Don't do medical.
California will be recreational. Well, you can start getting your license at the first of the year.
Well, they passed it, so it's there.
And I think Maine did as well.
Oh, Maine did. Okay.
And then you got Oregon, Washington, Colorado. I may be missing somebody in there.
But... this says seven states plus D.C. have legalized recreational.
Seven, okay.
Most recently, California, Massachusetts, Maine, and Nevada.
That's not going to stop.
All passed this last November.
It's going to be like gay marriage. It's not going to stop. It'll slow down, and it might have to be a national thing, not under this president.
But there's no dispensaries in D.C. You can just
leave. I know.
You can legally smoke it, right? Possess it.
Right.
You just can't legally buy it.
Right.
That don't sound like much, but I mean that's almost one fifth
of
the union.
And
you know what I mean?
Yes. You think it was going to happen?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the West Coast is definitely leading the league here.
Now, Craig and I are going to go home today and just take like one hit.
Yeah.
Just for the taste.
Yeah. Not get really buzzed.
Are you kidding?
Just take one hit.
I wouldn't even do that. If I'm going to get high. I'm going to get high.
You call me up when you have one beer, and I'll say, yeah.
I do have one beer. I do. I got one beer a lot.
Yeah.
Puss does, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one. I got friends that aren't like that, but I've always been that way. I can get thirsty, have a beer. Do it all the time.
Yeah. I have one hit all the time.
And you're
then,
high.
And then another hit maybe an hour, hour and a half later.
Once again, I don't care. I'm just saying that's the, you know.
And then another hit an hour and a half
later. It's
called
maintenance.
Yeah. I mean. So I'm not totally blasted, but you're right. I'm maintaining.
Right.
Because that's what it's there for.
Yeah, of course.
Now, some people say you should drink before you go to bed.
Drink what?
Alcohol. They say
helps you fall asleep.
A nightcap. Yeah, they call that a nightcap.
Yeah.
They say that a nightcap can help your heart. They say some research shows that beer and wine might just be as healthy as each other. A Swedish study is published in the Scandinavian Journal of Primary Care found that women who drank beer monthly or weekly, you know, not a whole lot, but monthly or weekly, had a 30% decreased risk of heart attack versus non-beer drinking ladies. They also say that a nightcap might be able to help
your non-beer drinking lady.
It's not a great band.
Are they brother? That's true. They're not.
It might be a great band name, but not a great band. Yeah, you want the beer drinking ladies?
True.
Yeah. Right. That's a Beyonce song. Yeah. I think all the beer drinking ladies.
There you go. They say that a nightcap can help your cholesterol. It could help increase your HDL or the good cholesterol levels.
Well, once again, like you said, nightcap. That means don't drink all day and have a drink and go to bed, right?
That's there you go.
Most people don't do that either. You're right.
There you go. It can help you de-stress, a nice punctuation to the end of your evening, and it's supporting cardiovascular health.
It does do all those things. My problem with that is that my alarm goes off like you guys pretty early. So I don't like to feel like crap.
Cognac specifically.
Cognac.
Contain compounds that may be beneficial to your health. Similar to those in red wine.
That's funny. Every time I drink cognac, I feel like ass the next day.
Because it's not just one.
Right.
That's why.
Because you can't have just one
Half
cognac.
The bottle makes a difference.
Right.
And they also say, for some people, when you replace the high-calorie dessert with alcohol. Skip the rich treat, have a little bit of alcohol instead.
I would rather do that.
Save yourself some calories.
I do that all the time at a restaurant. You want dessert? Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Right.
Right there's my dessert.
Right.
I'll point to my drink.
Yeah. And a drink, and I hadn't noticed this breakdown before, but it makes absolute sense. You know, 1.5 ounces of an 80-proof spirit, that's a drink, you know, a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or an ounce of 100-proof spirit. So the higher the alcohol content, of course, it makes perfect sense.
Right,
have less.
Right. Well, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all context.
Oh, I did get a follow-up from my buddy whose bottle of vodka exploded.
Yeah, you mentioned that. What'd they say to him?
When I was visiting him.
A lot of guys are posting up their Tito's bottles that haven't exploded, by the way. On Twitter.
Well, they wanted him to send the bottle in so they could do an autopsy to see if there was if that particular batch.
It was a bad bottle.
Yeah, could have been a bad bottle, whatever. So for his trouble, they sent him 2 liters of Tito's, a couple of koozies, and a Tito's bandana.
Oh, man.
You got a little swag out of the deal.
A bandana.
That's cool. You'll be wearing one of those. Probably wearing one of those. You know, he's going to be around his neck, his Tito's bandana.
So versatile, yeah. I mean, neck, could be a pocket square.
Right.
You could tie it around your wrist sometimes in the summer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Around your wrist. Yeah, that's a good look, man.
Use it as a koozie.
Right. Or a bandana or a headband.
Oh, you use it for what it's for,
Multiple purposes.
That'd be stupid.
A hanky.
Tie it around your leg.
Oh, yeah, do the old leg one. Yeah, dude. Do a chachi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tie it around your leg.
Just to let everybody know your love for Tito's.
Is that to keep his,
Is that to go with your Budweiser? No, is that to go with your Marlboro sweats, too? Your Tito's headband?
Hey, those Marlboro sweats didn't come cheap.
That's right, man.
It cost me a lung.
There's that.
They still give that out?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You're not aware of it.
You should not wear them.
Yeah. Your cigarette box
you
tops?
You should never wear cigarette clothing that's given to you for smoking it.
I've never seen anybody.
Oh, I have.
Wear that.
Oh, yeah.
Out and about somewhere, fairs maybe, Walmarts. Yeah. You'll see it.
Proud Marlboro
smoker. Not as much as you used to. You're right.
I mean, okay. But if you're going to smoke and they're going to give you free stuff, you may as well get it.
Red Marlboro sweats, the old-fashioned kind, too.
Yeah, but do you really want to advertise that you're a big fan? I mean,
they don't care. You ever
see rolling around smelling like one? Yeah.
Right? But I'm not. Really,
may as well look like
I'm
one.
I'm not really proud of it, so I'm probably not going to.
No, I'd much rather. I would wear the hell out of a Tito headband for sure. But I'm not going to wear Marlboro sweats.
It was kind of like a Letterman's jacket. You know, it was like a status thing. Know, like, damn, yeah. That dude's got leather sleeves. Whoa, smoker!
Oh, the Marlboro jackets. Whoa, oh man. Yeah, like, he's a smoker from way back.
Right. I mean, I would sooner wear weed gear than Marlboro gear.
Oh, in a heartbeat. But either way, though, I mean, you don't wear a weed T-shirt.
No,
machine,
I just said, I don't think
you
I
can't.
Well, you advertise it.
I think I need to attract attention to myself.
No. That's the thing. You would.
I was saving up for like a Newport car back in the day. I swear I had like trash bags of those things. And as soon as
did
I like got
car?
Done counting them,
the
not Newport, really, but
the Newport gave out stuff, right?
Yeah, they did. And by the time I was ready to turn them in, they had quit doing the. It's like I had like two trash bags. I'm full of these things. Yeah.
What could you have got with Newport on it?
Oh, probably a cool speaker before it was even Bluetooth or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, cool. Awful speaker. Yeah, with the. Newport. Thing, alive with pleasure, baby.
Alive with pleasure.
Duffel bag. You can get yourself a nice duffel bag, I'm sure.
That would rock. Show up at the gym with your Marlboro duffel bag.
Yeah. You could probably get some Marlboro workout gear.
Yeah.
Yoga pants with Marlboro on the ass.
Damn right.
That's good to look at.
Nice sleeveless sweatshirt from back in the day.
Hell yeah.
Back in the day,
Marlboro.
At least. Yeah.
And your Newport car.
Can you read that?
I can, but I don't know what it's spelled. Oh, I got it.
Oh.
I thought there were sixes. I'm sorry.
No, they're E's.
Yeah, I got it now.
All right.
Okay.
All right. A gentleman in Michigan was, he had his fireworks there, you know. He's got stuff in his garage and he sees that he's got a bee's nest in his garage, and he says, well, I may as well smoke him out. So he busts out the smoke bomb that he's got for the 4th of July and wants to smoke out.
And I go, what the hell's that at?
And he decides that he wants to smoke out the bees out of his garage. And so MLive.com is reporting now that Mike Tingley hoped the smoke would force the bees out, but the rockets apparently blasted off and burned down his garage
bees!
On Monday.
Bees! Bees! Oh! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off! They're huge and they're sting crazy! Your firearms are useless against them!
The family's fine. Everybody's fine.
Good. That's all that matters.
Yeah, everybody's fine. But the guy.
Dad's an idiot, though.
The guy lost his fireworks and they had to cancel the barbecue.
Oh, that sucks. That would be, unless you're going or you don't want to go. That's cool.
Yeah, but you're obligated to do a burn down garage story.
Yes.
Every 4th of July.
Right.
And
fingers.
Every Thanksgiving, too, from somebody trying to fry a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's usually the back deck. That's not the garage.
Sometimes the garage. Yeah, I think people have gotten wise not to do the turkey indoors.
So he just
anymore.
took bottle rockets and shot it at the bee's nest?
No, I think it was a smoke bomb that apparently blew up.
Oh, blew up. I got it.
Just supposed to smoke them out. Hang on here. We got to.
I guess there was some Budweiser involved in this story. There had to be. That guy was hammered.
Watch this.
Mike, in Wichita. Go ahead. Mike,
go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yeah. I had an uncle back in the day. He passed away from lung cancer. But anything that he could smoke, a Marlboro Red, anything he could wear, he'd wear it all the time.
He wore Marlboro stuff the whole time. Did they bury him in that?
Anything it was. Man. And then on top of that, but he had a barcode tattooed on his left arm from a pack of cigarettes. And he'd go to the store, lift up his shirt and his sleeve, and they'd scan it, and it would actually work.
Really?
Man.
Yeah, it would actually work.
That guy is dedicated.
Yes, I'm sorry for your uncle. That sucks. So how old was he when he passed?
67.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
Yeah. You guys have a good one.
All right.
So that's a cautionary story about wearing Marlboro gear. You can get enough of it, but then you die, right? All right.
The barcode, though.
Yeah, the barcode.
He was hardcore, man.
That's dedicated. A little over the top.
He made it to 67.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.